Tweet at SFM Radio and at Aldrin Sampia.
We're in conversation next with the Minister of Tourism, Patricia de Lille. Earlier on, the Minister announced that South Africa's Tourism Board proposed the 1 billion rand sponsorship deal with the English football team, Tottenham Hotspurs, should be stopped completely. Last month, it was revealed that government was on the verge of finalising this controversial sponsorship deal. However, though, the proposal was met with serious backlash due to the high costs involved. Minister, good afternoon, and thank you so much for making time for us. I see that on the legal advice that you've received as well, it seems that this deal would have transgressed the PFMA as well.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you, Aldrin?
I'm well, thank you so much, Minister.
Fine, thank you also. Yes, you know, this is one of the things that I've inherited in the department and I had to deal with as soon as possible. And today I gave an update to the media and the public in general. Yes, indeed, the legal opinion did advance three reasons as to why the sponsorship is unlawful and invalid. And I've shared those three reasons with the board. And one of them is that the sponsorship is in fact a procurement event that does not comply with Section 217 of the Constitution. It also doesn't comply with the supply chain management, the PFM, and a number of other things. So based on that, and also looking at the history of how, you know, this was put together, I did today, yesterday, wrote to, on the 22nd, wrote to them and said, look, this is the legal opinion. I'm giving you a chance to respond to me by the 29th of March. They gave me an interim response this morning, and the rest of the response I will get next week, Wednesday. But I did feel that there is enough evidence in front of me, and especially the legal advice that I've received, that to advise the board to stop this deal immediately, because I've asked them to provide me with any proof that the deal has been signed, and did they get approval from the National Treasury, and I've not received it. And I think it's in the best interest of our country that this deal be stopped, and that is my advice to the board.
Mm-hmm. And you say that you've written to the Minister of Finance on the 10th of March, and to yes. date, no response as yet?
Yes, no response from the Minister of Finance on my letter dated the 10th of March. But I have also, for the sake of transparency and accountability, I've also given the media all the letters and all the correspondence. So that people can see that, you know, I've tried to be fair, to source all the information to the best of my ability, get from them the timelines, you know, because this started way back in December 2022. And then finally it was, and then members of the board traveled to London in mid-January. And then on the 31st of January, late at night, the board approved it, and it was subject to consultation with the Minister of Tourism and the Minister of Finance. But also, Aldrin, it also served before the Portfolio Committee on Tourism at Parliament on the 21st of February. Mm-hmm. And I also had to consider their recommendations. So I think there is enough information to give advice to them to stop this proposal, because nothing has been signed. In fact, I've not seen any proof that the deal has been signed.
Yeah. So how far was the deal?
Well, the deal, from the information that I got from the board today, they have not responded fully to what I've asked them to respond to. I have asked them to answer three questions. And that is that, number one, Let me just get it quickly.
Okay, you have it? Okay, you can go ahead, Minister.
I've asked them, has the Tottenham deal been formally cancelled? And if so, I've asked for proof of that. And does the board regard the Tottenham deal to be a form of sole source procurement? And if so, the board has been asking to explain how the requirements for such sole procurement have been met. And also, does the board regard the Tottenham deal to be a significant transaction which triggered the need for my prior approval?
Mm-hmm.
And if so, will the board request my approval and when? And I also asked them, has the Tottenham deal been budgeted for in the 22-23 financial year budget? And if not, then they must explain to me whether this expenditure cannot be seen as unauthorized or irregular.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the letter that went off on the 22nd of March. So I've received an interim response from them this morning, and these three questions of mine still need to be answered by the board by Wednesday. Once I get the response from the board by Wednesday, I will then make a further announcement and make their responses public, because I think we owe it to the country to come out very clearly whether there is indeed a contract, because all the information at my disposal does not include any signed contract.
Yeah. What happens now that you have some board members who have resigned? Would they be called in to answer some of these questions as well? And also looking at the acting CFO, his links to one of the companies that was involved or linked to this deal?
Yes, certainly. This is my next task that I've started already. I have been asked questions by a number of members of parliament to give reasons for the resignation of the three board members. They also want to know whether due process was followed when four new board members were in fact appointed. They also want to know the cost of the board meetings, around about 37 board meetings since last year. And I said to the members of parliament that I am investigating all of that, and once I have got a report, I will then apply my mind how to deal with the issues of the board. I have not spoken personally to the three board members that have resigned, but I will also be asking them to give me an affidavit for their reasons that they have resigned.
Okay. And just a final one, looking at the response there from the board saying that they humbly submit that factually there is no unlawful and invalid transaction, as the transaction does not exist. The legal advice recorded in the letter premised on there being legal and binding transaction, which is not the case given the request of the PFMA. And they also say that they would have gone through the PFMA process only after approving the deal?
Well, certainly the board is entitled to their opinion, but they're not entitled to their own facts. What I put out today are the facts at my disposal, and the board is an entity of the Department of Tourism and therefore accountable to the Department of Tourism. About 59%, Aldrin, of the budget of the Department of Tourism go to SA Tourism for the various programs that they must implement. And therefore, because the budget has been approved by Parliament, I have to be accounting to Parliament how the money has been spent. So yes, they might be a separate entity, but they were established in terms of the Tourism Act and accountable to the Minister. But as I say, they're entitled to their own opinion, but not to their own facts.
Thank you so much for your time. That is the Minister of Tourism, Patricia de Lille. 0614-104-107. Your tweets at Aldrin St. Pierre. And our studio line is 086-000-2032.